弟兄姐妹平安，听得到吗？很谢谢 Youth 能够来带领敬拜，我不知道大家觉得怎么样，我觉得很感动。今天我觉得有特别神的同在，有没有人感觉得到？今天我觉得真是有神的同在。我相信今天神要借着他的话语来帮助我们每一个人，而且他要同在在我们的当中的时候，让我们所领受的是神他的一个温馨的一个同在跟安慰。阿们，让我们能够在神的面前有这样子的一个encounter。好，那我们现在呢，请我们打开我们的圣经，我们来看彼得前书。Okay, First Peter chapter 5. 我们要读第五节到第七节。Okay, verse 5 through 7.这边你可以看，可以过来一点。对 好，我们慢慢来念神的话。你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Okay, that's an English version. Okay, let's recite the English version.Please. Young men, in the same way that be submissive to those who are older, all of you clothe yourself with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him.Because he cares for you.
使徒彼得在这里特别用了几个term 来提醒我们今天要注意一件事情。
So Apostle Peter, that he uses several terms to remind us today here in the passage.
第一件事情，他告诉我们要顺服，要自卑。
So the first thing he said is be submissive and be humble.
第二件事情呢，要将一切的忧虑卸给神。
So the second thing is to submit all your things to God.
把一切的忧虑就丢给神。
So cast all your anxiety unto God.
所以这就讲到一件事情，就是我们要把我们的眼光，把我们的人放在一个对神来讲放在一个低的位置来看待我们的神。
So with respect to the position for you to God, we are under low position.
因为我们要知道说神他是有大能的神，他顾念我们，他有大能，而且他顾念我们。所以呢，我们是一个在他面前是一个谦卑的人，而且我们是一个无能的人。
Because he is Almighty God, he is powerful, and he cares for us. So before him, we are under him, we are being humble, we should be humble.
所以我们可以说一个基督徒成长的过程就是一个怎么样把自己看得很有能，然后慢慢看得很无能，然后呢把上帝看得很无能，慢慢把他看成很有能的大能的一个神，这种消长的一个过程，这就是我们属灵成长。
So in the growing Christ, at the very beginning we think we are all powerful and mighty, and we actually grow towards powerlessAt the same time, when the very beginning of your Christian life, you think God is powerless, but toward, when you get mature, God becomes more powerful.
我们每一个人都喜欢自己来决定事情。
So we like to be the master of our own.
我们喜欢以自我为中心来看外面所有的事情，用我们自己的判断，用我们自己的智慧，用我们自己的能力来做事情。
So we decide on things that towards ourselves.And then we are the center of universe.
然后我们最讨厌的事情就是被约束，或者被人家说你该这样做，你该那样做。
So one thing we really do not like is being restrictive on the things we can or cannot do.
神很恩待我，让我有五个孩子，所以我从小就观察每一个孩子有什么不同。
So I'm very blessed. I have 5 kids, and so I can view things that indifference in their life.
我发现每一个成长过程呢，都有一个所谓的 terrible two.
So in every single one of them, there's terrible two.
所以呢，我发现我去看很多这个成长关于人格成长方面的书，我就发现说，哦，这是一个人类成长必经的阶段。
So this is one of the stages that every single one of us will have to go through.
基本上我们每一个人成长的时候会经历两个这种叛逆的阶段，第一个就是叫做 terrible two.
So basically there's two stages in life that you will be a little rebellious. The first one is terrible two.
大家可以想一想，当你的孩子生下来的时候是抱在怀里的。
So at the very beginning when your child is born,that you carry it under you with you.
然后他躺在他的摇篮里面，有一天他可以开始坐起来了。
So at the very beginning, he or she was lying down, and then all of a sudden, he or she is sitting up.
然后再过几个月，他开始可以爬在地上开始爬了。
So in a few months, he or she will be crawling around.
然后有一天他抓的东西可以这样站起来了。
So in a few months, then he or she can standing up.
再过一两个月，他开始这样走路了。
So in one,
虽然会跌倒，但是他会走路了。
That a little wobbly, but he or she can walk.
弟兄姐妹，当他两岁的时候，他开始是这样跑的。
So into when he or she is two, wow, he and she can run.
我要到那里，我就跑过去；我要到那边，我就跑过来。我跟跑的，因为所以我看我们家里面小朋友都是用跑的，没有说这样走路，没有，都是跑的。
So after they learn how to run, they will keep running.
Betty 的解释是说，因为他们腿短，所以他们用跑的。
Well, because we think that because they are a little shorter, so they run around.
但是有一件事情就是，他原来是什么都不能动的，现在可以照他的意思，他可以跑到那边或者跑到这边，
好
自由。
So just think about at very very beginning, they cannot really go anywhere, just lying down. But when they are two, they can start running around. It's very free.
这是一个身体独立的一个 point， 就是说我现在有这种自由行动的能力，好像那个teenager说他们现在学开车的时候，他现在能到处走的时候，他很拉风的哈。
So it is basically your body become independent instead of just lying around.
所以这是身体成长的那个 point， 它可以自由独立。
So that's the point of being independent in your growing life.
然后他突然会发现说，哇，他虽然可以到处跑了，但是他还是很多事情不能做，还是要仰赖爸爸妈妈。所以那个 terrible two 慢慢也就过去了。
So that he will find out that even though that the body become independent, he or she still needs to rely on the parents.
他会发现说，如果妈妈不做饭的话，他还是肚子会饿。
Or he or she will find out that if the mother does not cook, he will suffer from hunger.
所以他还是 depend on 他的妈妈爸爸妈妈。
So the kids at that time still depends on the parents.
当他再来成长的时候，就到了所谓的 teenager 的阶段，13岁、14岁开始。
So the kids are growing up, then they will reach the teenage years.
这个时候是他们心理要独立的一个时段。
So in addition to
所以他要在社会的关系上面，他要学习人格的一个独立，他怎么样来面对所有的环境，怎么样来处理他的人际关系，他是学习一个人格的一个独立的阶段。
You are starting to learn how to be independent, in terms of the mind.
两岁的时候，他身体独立了，他说 no， 什么东西都说 no no no。两岁的孩子都有孩子都知道，你说要不要牛奶 ？No， 要不要这个？要不要？去那边 ，no， 什么都是 no no no。
So when you are two, that basically you're gonna say no to practically everything that the parents has asked you。
到两岁的时候那是这样，但是呢，他等到他13、14岁的时候呢，他就有一个字，不是 no 了，是 cool。
So when you are 13 and 14 years old, instead of no, the key word is cool。
怎么样才可以酷？有的人就开始穿很多的不一样的衣服，或者不同的打扮。
So how you become cool? So a lot of people start dress differently, or will act differently.
因为他进到一个团体里面，他要被人家接纳，所以他想用尽各种的办法来让自己被人家接纳，因此他要 stay cool.
So just to stay cool, especially in a group that you'll try everything you can just to kind of blend in.
所以我们做父母的就要懂得这个。所以呢，如果他们做一件很棒的事情，你不要说好乖，你说什么？好酷。
So if when your teenagers do something extraordinary, instead of saying good boy or girl, say cool.
所以当他们成长到这个天界年纪过去以后，他才发现说，哦，原来我的父亲他 cares， 原来我的母亲他 understand， 他其实懂得还蛮多的。
So when after they're growing up, they'll know that well their parents care or understand them.
至少我应该尊重他们，好活得长久。
So I should respect them, so my days will be long.
所以彼得在这个地方，他告诉我们，说明年幼的要顺服年长的。
So in here, Peter say that the young people need to be submissive to the older people.
这就是神摆的一个次序。所以当我们顺服年长的，我们的所谓的一个 cover 的时候，我们的这个 umbrella 的时候，孩子顺服父母的时候，他有顺服就能够蒙福。
And so that's the order that God puts in place. So when you are being submissive, then you receive the blessing from the old people.
神会透过父母亲把那个祝福从天上下来，临到他们的孩子身上。
So God will give the shower of blessing through parents.Unto the kids.
如果这个孩子是一个悖逆的孩子，他不在父母的权下，他自己在外面的话，那个祝福是不会临到他的。
So if anybody is not under the under authority of the parents, not being submissive, the blessing that is coming from God will not come upon this person.
这一类的道理是非常重要的，但是我们很稀奇，居然是使徒彼得讲出来的。
So that is a way that is surprisingly coming from Peter.
因为我们知道彼得的个性就是那种大块文章大老粗那种个性，而且很直很臭很血气的。
Well, the personality of Peter was very straightforward as a very fast acting type of guy.
照他的天然人绝对不喜欢服在一个权柄之下，或者听人家叫他干什么做什么。
And according to his own personality, this is not something that he will be submissive.Or being obedient to anything. Because he was somebody that was totally believed in himself.
当耶稣基督在克西马尼园被抓的时候，那个人抽出一把刀，把那个大祭司的仆人耳朵右耳削掉的那个人，就是彼得。
So in the Gethsemane, that Peter actually draw the sword from the soldiers and cut off the ear.Of the servant of the high priest.
当耶稣基督在预告他要被抓的时候，彼得就说：“别人纵然跌倒，我总不跌倒，我永远不会跌倒，打死我也不会跌倒。”
So when Jesus foretold that he will be crucified, Peter said, "Well, other people will deny you. I will never deny you."
这样的一个彼得，他曾经是这么的血气，这么的靠自己，但是居然在这个时候，他讲出来：“我们要服在神大能的手下。”
So the Peter like this, that later on he actually said that we need to be submissive under God's mighty hand.
所以我相信彼得在追求主的过程当中，他的的确确被建造了。
So that I believe that Peter really did change and being edified by God.
所以彼得在这里告诉我们，他说第一件事，我们要服在神大能的手下。
So the first thing is we need to be submissive under God's mighty hand.
我们要自卑服在神大能的手下。
We need to be humble and be submissive under God's hand.
所以一个是自卑，一个是大能的手。So one, 像这边的图一样。
So one is humble, the other one is the great power of our God.
所谓的真理是什么？我觉得在这个时候，我们就要认识一件事情：我是一个微小的人，但是神是一个奇大无比、没有办法测度的一个伟大全能的神。
So that we need to understand one thing, that we are just tiny under a God's all-power hand.
好像这样子一个大大的伞一样，我们是他下面的一个小小小小的被 covered 的一样，一个蒙爱的人。
So just like the a big huge umbrella, we are just one tiny little person that is being protected under the umbrella.
谁是我们的遮盖？
So who's our covering?
上帝是我们 ultimate 的一个遮盖。
So God is our ultimate covering.
什么时候我们离开他的时候，我们就没有 blessing.
Whenever we get outside of that cover, that the blessing of God will not come.
因为我们在下面的时候，我们知道神做了两件非常重要的事情。
So there was two things that is important while we are under the cover of God.
第一件事情，他是我们的 protector.
So the first thing is, he's our protector.
他是我们的保护者。
He's our protector.
离开了神就没有他的保护。
So once you are outside of that umbrella, you have no protection.
第二件事情，他是我们的 provider， 他是我们的供应者。
And the second thing is, he's our provider.
所以诗篇说，我的好处不在你以外，不在我们的神以外，在他的以外，我们得不着什么供应。
So in the psalm, that is all our blessing that is coming from God.
弟兄姐妹会说，不对啊，我上班赚钱，我可以做很多的发明，我可以做很多的事情，是靠我自己啊。
So some of you may think that, well, I actually earn wages, or I went and invent things, that's all because of me.
这个时候我们就应该回来说，感谢主，我为什么会有那个聪明，会有那个 idea 可以去赚钱。
So this is the time when you should be thankful to God and say that God gave you that brain for you to earn wages.
为什么在第三世界有许许多多人没有机会受教育，他们一生就是穷困潦倒生病？为什么今天我们可以有机会能够在北美这么好的环境来享受上帝的恩典？
So just think about that the other third world country people who are in poverty.And then you are in this environment that is enjoying the blessing that God has provided to you.
所以今天彼得告诉我们一件事情，说我们要认清这个真理，认清这个事实，我们必须伏在，我们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
So this is the truth that Peter revealed to us, that we need to be humble and be submissive under God's mighty hand.
我们中国人有一句俗话讲，举头三尺怎么样，有神明。
So there is old saying in Chinese, there is some God that is above you, three meters above you.
我们做基督徒的有没有这个 idea? 举头三尺有神明，有没有这个 idea?
So what about our Christian?
我们说我们的神充满万有。
So we say that our God is omnipresent.
那三尺的时候他有没有？
And so three meters above us, is he there?
哦，也是有啊。
Of course.
所以他是不断的来 cover 我们，保护我们，供应我们的那一位神。你不管走到哪里，你就记得你的天上就有上帝跟你同在。
So wherever you go, that you have to remember that God is with you all the time.
他是你的 cover.
He is your covering.
不要忘记这件事情。
Never forget that.
很多的时候，当我们一忘记把它丢开的时候，我们就开始很愁苦、很沮丧、很忧愁。
So whenever we forget that God is our provider, is our covering, we start getting into the snare of worryness.
当我们受伤的时候，或者当我们很沮丧的时候，我们就想用自己的方法来解决这个事情。当人家打我们的时候，我们就把它打回去。
So when we are under trial, that we are trying to solve things our own way.
我们就忘记了，在我们的头上原来还有一个神，他是我们的 cover。有什么事情，他会出面处理。
And we quickly forget that we are under God's covering, that God will do and act.Things to protect us.
很多的时候，我们不需要为自己好像强出头一样，把自己用尽自己的能力，想要去解决很多的困难。
So a lot of time we don't have to rely on own strength to resolve issues.
我们要学习把自己交托，就是自己伏在神大能的手下。
So we have to learn that be submissive under God's mighty hand.
因为他顾念我们。
Because he cares for us.
当耶稣基督来到世上的时候，他是一个神，但是呢，道成肉身成为一个人。
So when Jesus was here, that he was God, but also he took on a human form.
在彼得前书也是彼得讲了一句话，他说他被骂不还口，他被受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
So in 1 Peter 2, verse 23, it says, when they hurled their insult at him.He did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judged justly.
这就是一个非常好的一个模范，一个 model， 让我们看见，当耶稣基督他的谦卑，他就知道神是我的 cover， 所以他被骂的时候呢，也不说危害的话、威吓的话。
So this is the model that of humility, because Jesus knew that God was his cover.So when he was when he is under attack, that he did not retaliate.
他知道上帝一定会负他的责任。
Because he knows that ultimately God will be responsible.
不管在任何的环境中，他的神与他同在。
Regardless of situations, his God was with him.
碰到能解决的问题，神也会替他解决。
So whatever situation he was in, God will solve it for him.
遇到不能解决问题，神更会为他来解决。
So especially if he is under the situation that he cannot solve by himself, God will solve.
当我们有一天我们中午站在这边为健堂事情祷告的时候
，So when there was a time when we were praying for the new church building in one time,
我们就读到一诗篇三十七篇第五节
，And we read there's a Psalm 37 verse 5.
他说：“当将你的事交托耶和华，必倚靠他，他就必成全。”
So commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do this.
当我们在祷告的时候，越祷告越祷告，神就让我看见一个 picture.
So when we're praying and praying, God gave me a picture.
就是我们一般的基督徒的习惯的 picture, 交托。
So there was a picture of cast your worries.
好像把事情交给他了。
It's like you're giving your things to the God.
我们基督徒祷告就到此为止，这事情交给他。
And that's the extent of our prayer.
但是上帝让我看到另外一个图画。
And but God gave me another picture at that time.
好像我们跟神一起开一部车，我们两个人原来是我开这部车。
So it was like this. It's as if God and I were driving together at the same time. The very beginning, I was the driver.
所以上帝坐在 passenger side, 我坐在 driver seat. 所以呢，我来带上帝开车。
So it's as if like God was on the passenger side and I was a driver, so I was the one who was driving.
所以要交托。
So at that time, that you just have to pass it on to the issues.
让我们 switch 这个 seat.
So then you have to switch the seat.
所以呢，上帝坐在驾驶盘后面，我坐在 passenger side.
So now God is the one who's driving. I'm the one who's on the passenger side.
这叫做将你的事交托耶和华。
That's what it means by commit your way to the Lord.
啊，我说真美啊。
Wow, this is nice, isn't it?
因为我习惯坐在 passenger side.
And well, most of you know that I'm on the passenger side most of the time.
我是很会交托的。
And I do a lot of commit your ways.
可是这个时候，这一节经文第二句话来了，并倚靠他。
And he said that the second verse of this is.And trust in him.
所以你可以想象这个图画里面，当这个 passenger， 当你坐在这个 passenger seat 上面的时候，你不能倚靠他，所以呢，你不 trust， 所以你就开始问，你现在要去哪里啊？
So it's as if that you are sitting on a passenger. If you don't trust the driver, you will keep asking a question. Where are you heading?
你去那边的话，你怎么会走这条路？你有没有搞错？你有没有看地图？你有没有查过路线？那边会塞车，你知不知道？
If there you're going there, and how come you're taking this route? And do you really know your way?
我记得我们上次不是这样走的，你记错了。那是去其他人家，所以应该是这样走，你搞错了。
Yeah, I remember we took a different route, so you must be on the wrong way.
什么叫做倚靠？
What does it mean by trust?
Keep silent.
That means you zip up your mouth and be silent.
靠他 ，right?
And that's trust me.
所以他怎么走，他带你去哪里，就跟着去，那叫做倚靠。
So wherever he takes you, you just follow. That's
弟兄姐妹，你有没有在这边开过车，然后在旁边被人家滴滴叨叨的经验
？Have you ever been in a situation while you're driving? There are many bad seat driver behind you.
感谢主，我很少很少，因为我从来很少坐两个人的时候，很少坐在那个位置上。
So thanks God that I'm rarely being on the driver's seat.
当这个人在开车的时候，旁边人一直讲一直讲，你的感觉是什么？
So what would you think that if you are the one who's driving and there's many, many backseat driver beside you and asking you the questions?
你觉得这个人不 trust 你，你觉得这个人在 question 你，他在 question 你的 wisdom, 你的 memory, 你的 faith, 哈，他就是 question 你的 ability.
So that the question basically comes from other people that are challenging your wisdom, your judgments, all and everything.
听说现在有个发明叫 GPS 解决了这一类的问题啊。
Well, of course, that's what GPS is really good for.
可是怎么样就交托以后还能够倚靠他，真正的信靠他，相信他做的就是了。我们在旁边就不担心，这叫做完全的交托倚靠。
So that what do you mean by the total commitment? Is when you commit yourself, then you have to give trust.
我相信，如果我们是人的话，在开车的时候，你在旁边一直这样问的话，会到一个地步，那个人会开车，然后呢？开到旁边说把门打开请你下车不带你去了
So if on a human way if you are the driver you keep being challenged then there will be to the point that you just drop the person off on the side of the road and say, just get out.
但是上帝不会那么坏。
But of course, God won't do that.
他爱我们。
He loved us.
所以他用聪明智慧来帮助我们。
So he will help us.
所以他就开始呢，在那个 driver's seat 上面呢，他就开始绕路了。
So that the God will actually do take different routes while he was on the driving seat.
原来一下子就可以到，他现在要故意绕路，绕很远很远才会到，为的呢，就是让我们学习要 silent.
So that he will actually take the wrong route, so that you will be trained to zip up and trust in him.
这就是以色列人四十年在旷野活生生的经历。
And you will see that there was a great example of the Israelites being in the wilderness for 40 years.
神就在那个 driver's seat 上帮他们绕了40年。
So God was on the driver's seat. He took them for 40 years.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他们不信靠神。
Yeah, because they wasn't obedient to God.
所以神就来磨练他们。
So because there's no trust in God, then God will teach them a patience.
所以在罗马书第十二章十九节讲了一句话，我觉得非常的好。
So in Roman 12:19,
他讲到亲爱的弟兄，不要为自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说什么？伸冤在我，我必报应。
He said, "Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, 'It is mine to avenge; I will repay,' says the Lord."
我很喜欢这英文的翻译，他想到说 leave room for God's wrath， 把神的愤怒呢留一点空间，让神可以去愤怒一下吧。
So in the English translation says, leave room for God's wrath, so that you actually leave the certain room for God to take care of it.
当我们用自己的方法、用自己的方式来发泄的时候呢，神就没有 room 了，没有空间了，所以就让我们去。但是当我们不这样做的时候，我们就很大的 room 让神来做，照着他的公义，照着他的大能，照着他的智慧来帮我们铺平这条路。
So when we take revenge our totally on our own way, then you leave no room for God. So you leave no room for Him to deal with this issue according to His justice and His wisdom.
所以我们要知道，神是我们的 cover。
So we have to remember that God is our cover.
所以我们第一件事情要学的就是怎么样自卑，服在神的手下。
So we need to be humble and submit ourselves to God's mighty hand.
第二件事情我们要知道的就是说，我们的神他是一个大能的神，因为他那只手叫做大能的手。
So the second thing we need to know is God's hand is mighty.
我们要相信一件事情，就是神他有能力来帮助我们。
We have to believe that God has the power to help us.
他是 protector, 也是一个 provider. 他有能力保护我们，也有能力供应我们。
So he is a protector as well as a provider.
我们来看一个图哈，我们中国人有一句话讲什么？有没有听过这一句话？一枝草，一枝草，一点露。
So the old Chinese saying, there's a drop of dew on each blade of grass.
早上的时候，当我们看草地，每一根草上都有露珠。
So this one happens in the morning, and in the morning there is for every blade of grass there is a drop of dew.
神照顾到每一根草上面都会有露珠来供应他的需要。
So that it's God's provision that for even a little blade of grass there's actually a dew for each one of them.
这就讲到神他是一个 protector, 他是一个 provider, 能够来保护每一个细节的需要。他有这个智慧，有这个能力。
So he is a provider, that he can take care of every little detail.
在马太福音十章二十九节，那边讲到一句话。
In Matthew 10:29,
他说：“两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？若是你们的父不许一个也不能掉在地上。
”So as are not two sparrows fall for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of the Father.
他说：“你们的头发也都被数过了。
”And even the very hair of your head are all numbered.
所以不要惧怕，你们比许多的麻雀还贵重，不是吗
？So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows.
神用一个麻雀当比喻来让我们看，连麻雀他都顾念，何况我们比这许多的麻雀都还贵重。
So God used sparrows to tell us that he took care of sparrows, and you are even more precious than many sparrows.
麻雀大家都看过，对不对？有没有人没有看过麻雀
？Have anybody, everybody seen sparrow, right?
我早上，今天早上就还看到。
So I saw one this morning.
神供应一只麻雀，他怎么供应
？So, what is the provision that God gave to a little sparrow?
你知道，麻雀是很特别的一个动物。
So sparrow is actually quite special.
它的骨头跟一般我们的骨头是不一样的，它的骨头是空的，中空的。为什么？因为它要飞啊，它如果载满了，它的骨头里面如果都是骨髓的话，它就很难飞了。
So that the skeleton of sparrows actually empty inside. There's no bone marrow, because the sparrow needs to fly.
啊，科学家告诉我们说，这个麻雀它的非常的灵活，因为它都穿梭在那个树丛当中，所以它非常灵活。所以它呢，心脏要有一个很强的心脏，所以神给它一个非常强的心脏。
So because the sparrow is very agile, you need to move to different places. So God.Gave sparrow a very powerful heart.
我们的心脏一个分钟就跳72次，因为我们在地上走。但是它在天上飞，它一分钟就跳460次。
So, and our heartbeat is about 72 beats a minute because we walk on the ground. But for sparrow, his heartbeat is 460 times a minute.
如果有老鹰或者什么来追它的时候呢，它一直飞，它的心脏可以pump up到760次。
So when the sparrow is under danger.That he can pump it up to 760.
然后这么一个小小的鸟，神给他一个很特别的嘴巴。
So and God also gave him a very special beak.
这个嘴巴呢，非常的坚硬，但是呢，非常的轻，因为它要飞嘛，所以很轻又很硬。
So the beak of the sparrow is very light but very strong.
所以动物学家告诉我们说，如果这个鸟的嘴巴你要把它打成丝的话，它那个强度啊。它可以拉成一条丝的话呢，那个强度要到拉到31公里，它才会因为它本身的强重量才断掉。
So if you draw this the entire beak to a very very thin thread, and it will go all the way up to 31 kilometers before it was broken under its own weight.
我们一般人最好的材料呢，做出来就航空科技用的材料呢。听说到18公里就断掉了，它可以拉到31公里。
So in comparison, at the best material that human made, the one that is used on an airplane, if you go do the same thing, that it will break at the 18 kilometers.
哦，神爱这个麻雀，非常的爱到不得了，还给它一个会转动的脖子。
So that is not all that God gave to sparrows.God gave us a sparrow a very, very unique neck that he can turn in many directions.
你有没有试试看你的脖子可不可以转到你的后面去？有没有试试看
？Have you tried that you can turn your neck all the way to the back?
你有没有看过麻雀头转到后面去？有没有看过
？Have you seen the sparrow actually turn his neck to the back?
如果他背上的羽毛要梳一梳，或者那边有点痒，他抓痒，他怎么抓
？So how would you if there is something that is happening in the back of the sparrows, how would he stop the itch?
我们有手，我们就这样抓了，对不对？
Yeah,
手短的就抓不太到，但是还是可以抓。
Yeah, well, we use our hand to cure the itch in the back.
麻雀很简单，他就转头弄一下就到了。
So for sparrow, then he just turn his neck and then peck on it.
所以神爱这个麻雀，大家有没有发现一件事情？你仔细观察，你知道这个麻雀的脚是歪的，有没有看到？
So if you take a very close look, that the claw of the sparrow is curled.
所以我觉得很有意思，为什么脚是弯的？为什么我看我的脚是直的？它为什么是弯的
？Oh, you can see that the legs are slanted.
我们没事的时候是直的，对不对？它没事的时候是弯的，好像我们天天这样子。
Yeah,
我们的姿势就是这样子，大家会觉得很好玩，很奇怪。
Isn't it strange that the leg is slanted instead of being straight?
大家只看到它的下腿，它还有上腿是埋在它的羽毛里面是有的哈，它是两节跟我们一样，大家不要以为它只有下面，上面还有一段藏在那边，是一个这样子的形状。
So there is actually a thigh portion that is underneath the falling. So you don't really get to see it, but it supports the leg.
我就想说，为什么是这样啊？
Now, why is that the case?
我问我的贝蒂师母说：“你有没有发现鸟是这样的？为什么？”他第一个问题都还没有听懂。脚，麻雀的脚是弯的吗
And I was asking Patty 师母, why is that the leg is slanted?
Why 有什么好处?
So is there any advantage of being slanted?
大家还记得当老鹰来吃它的时候，它要怎么办？它赶快飞，对不对？
So when the sparrow is in danger, then the sparrow needs to fly off quickly, right?
如果是直的话，你要飞，你要怎么飞？你先下来，才跳上去飞了，对不对？
So when your leg is straight, then how do you got jump out off? You have to squat down and then jump off.
但是神给他的设计天天就是这样，一来我们还是飞了。
So that God gave the sparrow the design that is slanted all the time. And if there is a danger that came, that can spring up quickly.
而且他的脚有特别的设计，当他那个脚啊，他站住的时候呢，他脚自动会抓住，会 lock in。因为靠他身体的重量压下来的时候，那个脚自然会缩起来。所以呢，他站住的时候，抓住那些站住的时候，就像我们坐在那边一点不费力。所以你看鸟都站在那个上面休息，我们人是坐着休息，鸟是站着休息，鸟不会坐。
So there's a special design on claws as well that when the sparrow comes under arrest, the claws just kind of automatically retract.
而且他给他的设计是非常的强力的，可以这样抓住。所以有一次我小时候，我记得我在那个马路上面，我拿弹弓，就有一只鸟，麻雀在那个电线杆上，那个电线上，我就拿那个弹弓一打，第一枪就打中了，打到它晃了一下，它不动，还停在原位。
And that claw is a very powerful grab. It does a very powerful grab. When I was young, that I saw.There's a sparrow on the wire. So I took a slingshot. I shot a sparrow when I was young. But the sparrow got shot, but didn't fall off.
我就很奇怪，他已经被打昏了，怎么还站在那个地方？
So I was questioning why is that the sparrow was already got shot. How come he still hold on to the wire?
后来我就拿弹弓，我记得很清楚啊，因为很难得两次都打准。所以我就拿第二次再打一次，蹦打到了，又打准了，然后呢，它就掉下来。
So the second time I put the slingshot on the second time, then the sparrow came down.
然后我就回想起来说，真是厉害，因为他被打昏的时候，他还可以站在那边。你知道，人被打昏的时候不会说我站着，对不对？人打昏怎样？躺在地上。鸟被打昏，它还抓在树上，那个厉害到地，那个力量有多大？
So that when I recall this incident, that even if the bird was not unconscious, it was able to hold on to the wire.
鸟的眼睛，它的视觉的灵敏度是我们人类的七倍，它可以看得又远又仔细。
So the eyes that God gave the sparrow the power that was seven times better than human's eyesight.
还有神要赐给他一个很特别的设计，就是呢，他不需要上厕所。
Well,
I mean, 那个叫小号哈，他不需要尿尿。
Okay, well, also God gave him a very special design that he does not need to pee.
所以呢，当我们被那个滴到，我们不会说被鸟的尿滴到，我们都说被鸟粪滴到，因为他不尿尿的。
Okay, so when A lot of time on your car, actually, there is actually a bird's poo instead of bird's pee.
因为呢，它所有的水分会重复吸收、重复使用，所以它不需要一直喝水。它这是神给它一个特别的设计。而且呢，它在飞行的时候呢，就可以上厕所。你知道，有的季节那个候鸟，它飞在海洋当中，它可能都没有地方可以着陆，但是它也可以上厕所。人的话，你要走路或者你要跑步，你要上厕所，那很难的。
So it does not need to go to a bathroom, right? For any birds.
所以当我们在我以前常常被鸟，不知道为什么常常被滴到，找我有一次一群人去，就我被滴到。当我们被滴到的时候啊，你不要抱怨，你先赞美主，那是他特别的一个设计。
Yeah. So well, of course, then the birds can always go to the bathroom. Wherever is, you know, it doesn't need to go to the bathroom. It can go to any time. So next time when you got, you know, pooped on, don't complain because that's the special design from God.
Oh, 神非常爱这个麻雀。
So how dearly God loved dearly out of sparrow.
爱到一个地步，当我们家后面果树成熟的时候。
So it was to the point that when the the fruit tree of my backyard is ripening.
我还来不及把那最好最棒的那个出熟的果子采下来的时候呢，神已经把它 dedicate 给麻雀先吃了。
Well, before I can even have the first fruit dedicated to God, God already dedicated those first fruit to the sparrows.
所以神今天就用这个经文告诉我们说，你不要看那个麻雀啊，神爱那个麻雀啊，非常的爱。
So God used this passage and say, "Well, how much I care about a sparrow?"
他造的，他就保护；他造的，他就供应。
So what He created, He provide as well as protect.
后面那句讲说，你们不是比许多的麻雀更贵重吗？难道神不看顾我们吗
？So at the end of that passage, it said, "Aren't you more precious than many sparrows?"
所以感谢主，他是一个爱我们的神，所以他供应我们，他也保护我们。
So, praise the Lord. He, not only he loves us, he protects us, and also he provides for us.
然后这边特别还提到说，他有一个时间点，到了时候呢，他要叫我们升高。
So there was, it also says that there is appointed time, at that time it will be exalted.
所以就讲到说，当我们愿意伏在神的 cover 下面，当我们愿意在把这个位置搞清楚了，而且愿意这样伏在他下面的时候呢，他的大能的手有一天会带我们高升升高。
So that if we are willing to be submissive under His protective covers, there will be one time that God will make us exalted.
所以要升高不是就是往高处走，要升高先学习降卑，在神的下面，神就带着我们往上升高。
So that When we try to be lifted up, we first need to be submissive and humble yourself.
这个过程是一个很难的过程。为什么？因为这个升高通常在之前有长时间的忍耐、长时间的等候跟磨难。
That is a very difficult process because before you are lifted up by God, there is generally a very long period of patience and long suffering.
但是这边是一个应许，因为到了时候他必叫你们升高。必叫你们到了时候一定会升高。
And but this is a promise of God that in due time He will lift you up.
所以我们就有一个很大的一个释放，就有一个很大的盼望，因为有一个时候叫做到了时候，那一个时候我们一定看见神的奇妙作为出来。
So we have hope in God that because it says right here, it says in due time, at that time God will help us.
所以我们可以发现呢，不管你从圣经上面看，不管你是很多属灵伟人的经历里面，你会发现一件事情：上帝做事不是这样子平凡而就是一帆风顺这样带我们上去，不是，他一定是让我们经历很多很多越来越挫败、越来越多的困难，然后呢，砰，突然之间就冲到最高点，这是上帝的手。
So and that's how God works, right? He doesn't let you go smoothly in life without any incidents.That he let you go through all suffering and trial, and then all of a sudden he lift you up.
我们就看到很多很多圣经的例子，比如说约瑟的例子，就是一开始的时候是很好的，是一个最被看重的儿子。结果呢，一路一路的被卖，然后被关，到最糟糕的地步，阶下囚。
So in the example of Joseph, that he was the favorite son, but he was being sold as a slave.And then, not only that, he was saved. Eventually, he became imprisoned.
但是神啪一下就让他可以做到最高的宰相去。
And all of a sudden, then he became second in command.
有没有这种 promotion? 很少很少。
Have you ever seen any kind of promotion like that?
上帝的手。
And it was all God.
所以我们也看到说，在这个环境当中，还有一个例子就讲到，像以色列人绕耶利哥城也是一样。去打耶利哥城。
So there's another example, right? The Israelites is going to overtake the city of Jericho.
在打耶利哥城的时候，在那边绕七天，第一天要绕一次，第二天绕一次，第三天也要绕一次，一直要绕到第七天，要绕七圈，绕七次，然后大声喊叫，城墙会垮下来。
So at that time that they need to circle around the city once a day.Up to the seventh day, where they have to circle the city for seven times.
所以这个当中就有一个过程，所以他们在那边绕的时候，其实也是很没有信心的话，也会说我们在这边绕什么东西呢
？So if there's a if the people do not have any faith, they will start questioning why are we circling the city for?
每一天都绕，一直绕到第七天，还没有事情发生。
And we do it every day. Now this is the seventh day, and nothing ever happened.
所以第七天的时候绕第一圈也没事情发生，第二圈还没事情发生，都没有事情发生。
And on the seventh day, that the first round, the second round, there's nothing ever happened.
绕完六圈半也还没有事情发生。
Well, the six and a half round, nothing ever happened.
所以一直绕到第七圈，而且大家在大喊呐喊的时候，事情发生了。
Then when after they are done circling the city seventh time and then start yelling, then things happen.
所以神做事就是这样，好像前面都看不到东西的，突然之间啪，东西就出来了，让我们看见这就是神的手，他大能的手。
That's the way of God. A lot of time that you just don't see it coming, and all of a sudden God's hand comes down and changes everything.
我们现在是面临一个买堂的一个阶段。
So we are facing the new church building.
当我回头看我们怎么进到这个堂的时候，我真是要敬拜赞美我们的主。
But when I recall how we entered this place, that I have to give all the praises to God.
当我们领受异象，说我们来到这里，然后也看到这个地方的确是合乎我们使用的时候，我们向神祷告清楚了，我们就开始跟这个当时的一个美国人的一个房主来谈租约。
So when God gave us the vision of 1312, that we came over here and we believe this is the right place for us, and we started negotiating the rental agreement with the landlord at that time.
我们觉得这个人好奇怪，租房子就租房子，很简单的事情，怎么谈半天就是谈不拢，一直到最后呢，总算最后一步呢，谈妥了。结果呢，这个当中花了九个月的时间，光谈一个租约谈了九个月。
So for a simple rental agreement, it took us 9 months to get it completed.
当我们拿到这个租约的时候，我们好高兴，好像买到糖那么高兴。
So when we actually got the rental agreement, we were very happy. It's almost as if we actually bought the place.
我记得那天我还特别去那个我们隔壁有个 Crown Plaza 最棒的那个早餐，因为早上知道，所以我们就去那个地方吃一顿很丰富的早餐，为了庆祝我们拿到一个租约可以进来跟他租房子。
And I remember that I even went to Crown Plaza to have a very good breakfast to celebrate.
租到了以后呢，我们接下来就开始要申请执照，就我们就开始申请这个第一个使用执照。
So after that, we're starting to apply for a permit.
然后我们就面对 San Jose, City of San Jose, 我们就花很多的时间跟他们交涉，然后呢一直拖，就是这样，不知道什么时候会完。
And we just didn't know how long it would take to get a permit.
也不知道最后是不是真的就很顺利可以拿到。
And we didn't even know that whether we'll get the permit.
这一拖，到最后又拖了八个月。
And it took us 8 months to get the permit.
然后我们都没有信心，我们就到处去收集那个签名，支持我们在这边成立教会的签名，我们到处去收集了几百个。
And we actually went around and get the petitions, signature petitions for us to get in here.
就怕在那个公听会上有人提反对意见的话，我们就可以拿出一些 proof 说我们已经被社区接纳了。
And it was in preparation that in public hearing, if there is somebody who wanted to oppose of us coming in, then we can use the petition for our case.
然后我也很努力的写了一张稿子，万一人家来 challenge 的时候呢，我说我们要怎么样 present 我们的教会是一个非常符合社区需要的一个教会，一篇演讲稿。
I even wrote a script of if we were ever challenged by in the public hearing that we're going to present how fitting our church will be for this community.
所以就在那一天，我们大家去公听会的时候，我们想说，大概整个晚上都得耗在那个地方，因为它的时间是一直到晚上10点、11点都可能的。
And when we were all there in the public hearing, that we think that it would probably took a long time, pretty much an entire evening.
结果我们就进去了，后来不到十分钟 pass， 我们就出来了。
And we went in, and in less than 10 minutes, everything passed, and we just came out.
我们的 Malcolm 弟兄，他是那天出差，所以他急急忙忙的也要来参加这个，所以他飞机刚落地就进来，冲进那个 CD hall 的那个 meeting room 里面，看大家都站起来要出去了，他也跟着出去了。
Yeah, when I was traveling at that time, so as soon as I land, I took a taxi to the city hall and trying to be in the public hearing. And as soon as I arrived, I saw everybody standing up and walking out. And I said, oh, okay, that must be good.
Mervin 翻译得很棒。所以呢，我们都傻眼了，就这样吗？我们不到十分钟就通过，就这样简单。所以我们站在外面出来以后，不知道怎么办。大家你看，我们不知道怎么办，好像要打一场战出来，大家good job。结果没有打就出来就赢了，哎，这怎么个赢法？不知道，就是大家不知道怎么办。啊，只好弄一下，大家围着圈，然后呢，大家祷告敬拜，感谢主，感谢主，就是这样。
So we were all in shock. We were just totally astonished because we were all ready to fight. But in less than 10 minutes, everything is all settled.So we didn't really know what to do. So we came out and we just huddle in and pray and praise God.
然后拿到使用执照以后，第二步就是要做改建的方面的这些建筑的执照。
And the next step is to get the permit to modify the structure.
也是拖拖拖弄弄弄，又搞了七个月。
And it took us 7 months at that time.
一直到最后呢，我们都已经来不及了，但是还有好多检查，这已经分享过了，我就不细讲了。
And it was to the point that it's almost like we ran out of time, and there's still a lot of permit and recheck and so forth.
神就是在那个感恩节前三天，让我们一次全部 pass.
And God did a marvelous work that we were able to.Get everything passed 3 days before Thanksgiving.
我们都觉得没有希望了，要拖到什么时候啊？哎，没想到三天，啪啪啪，全部都 pass.
And we just didn't think that was possible, but in 3 days, everything was done.
然后剩下一点点要复检的，结果呢？还记得吗？大罢工 ，CT 大罢工。
And we just have one little thing, so a few little things to minor things to change. And even at that time, probably all of you remember that there was a big city strike.
结果呢 ，San Diego 调上来一个检察员，我们5分钟又通过了，还记得吗
？And during that strike, there's nobody here that was able to do the check recheck. So the city government actually get people from San Diego to come here, and in 5 minutes, everything passed as well.
所以在诗篇126篇那边讲到，当以色列人被掳的归回的时候，他们受尽了压迫，现在可以归回到。他们自己的西安的时候，他们说我们好像什么做梦的人。
So in Psalm 126, it said, "When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed."
我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼，不知道怎么来形容这个喜乐。外邦人说什么？耶和华为他们行了大事。
So our mouths are filled with laughter, and our tongues with songs of joy.
做梦的人就是没有想到，好像假的，不像怎么这是这样，是真又假，是假又真，怎么这样子就成就了呢
？And it's as if we were all dreaming, and the Lord has done great things for them.
荣教士哈，大家知道的话，荣教士教他讲，他有一个我觉得很好的一个信息。
And Missionary Rome, that some of you may know her, there was a passage from her.
他说：“我们要仰望耶稣，然后我们要讲信心的话，讲感谢赞美的话。我们不要发怨言，我们凡事相信。然后呢，一次只管一天，不要为明天去忧虑。今天从早到晚，一直到睡觉呢，就是感谢赞美神。当我们讲这个话的时候呢，就有信心。而且我们天天如此行，天天这样做，忍耐去相信。时间长一点没有关系。”有的时候神做得很快，有的时候很慢。快跟慢是他的事情，我们不必多问，因为我们是在 passenger side。那是我家的。
So it's she says focus on Jesus, that just make sure that your words are full of trust, that also full of thankfulness, full of praises, that you do not have make sure you don't have a murmuring.Because God is controlling everything, and every day you need to do that. And sometimes it takes longer, sometimes it takes shorter, but all the timing is in God.
所以这是一个过程。我们刚刚所讲的第一件事情，我们要知道，我们要自卑，要谦卑，在神的 cover 下面。他第二件事情，他有个大能的手。第三件事情，他会带我们升高。时间到了，到了时候 ，instantly 就是升高，让我们就得着荣耀。
So this is a process. Number one, we need to humble ourselves and put ourselves under the protective cover of God. And then also trust that he will have mighty hand, and then he will lift us up in due time.
最后一件事情，他讲到我们要将我们的忧虑卸给神。
So the last thing is cast all your worry to God.
因为他顾念我们。
Because he cares for us.
把我们的忧虑都卸给神。
So cast all your worry to God.
我们英文翻得很好，卸给神就是丢给神。Cast upon or cast on.
Yeah.
丢给神。
So give it, just give this one the things to God is to cast all the things to God.
当我们想到耶稣基督他钉在十字架上的时候，所有的痛苦，所有的罪，所有的 这种人间的这些不完全，所有的这些受的咒诅都在他的身上，那个时候都已经丢在他的身上了。
So imagine that when Jesus was hung on the cross, all the sin, all the shame, all the suffering was cast upon him.
所以他死了又复活，就把这一切的死亡，把这一切的劳苦愁烦，所有的东西都一次解决了。
So when he died and rose again, he took care of all these things once upon once for all.
所以在马太福音十一章二十八节，他讲到说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。”
So in Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened." I will give you rest.
这是一个邀请，来啊，来，来。
This is an invitation. He said, "Come to me."
因为在这个事情上面已经被对付掉了，所以邀请我们把所有的我们的苦，把我们所有的忧伤，我们所有的负面的情绪，把我们所有不能够达成的事情，我们全部丢在他的身上，他要来帮助我们。
Because all this thing has already been dealt with, so come and cast all your worry to him.
我看到一个统计数字，我觉得非常有意思，我们来看。
Okay, there's some statistics that is kind of interesting.
他讲到我们所忧虑的事情。
So things we worry about.
40% 的事情呢，是根本不会发生。
40% of our worry will never happen.
那为什么要去忧虑？既然不会发生。
Then why would you worry about it?
还有30% 的事情呢，是不能被 change 的。既然不能 change， 你为什么要去忧虑它？就是这样，还有什么好忧虑的
？And 30% of what you worry, you cannot change it anyway. So why worry?
还有12% 的事情呢，是根本看错了，看不是这样的，但是我们看成那样，所以很紧张。实际上不是那样，
so,
我觉得可能还不止12%，不过这是统计。
So 12% says, you know, the things they are either untrue or you don't even have to worry about it.
还有10% 是关于我们的健康方面的忧虑，这个呢，你千万不能忧虑。为什么？因为你一忧虑，你的健康就更差，所以你不能忧虑的，
and
你绝对不能忧虑。
And 10%, you worry about your health.But when you worry, you add to your stress, and when you have stress, you have worse. Your health goes to tank.
所以扣下来只有8%，我们真的要去忧虑一下了。大概只说只剩8%。
So after that, only 8% of the things that you worry about really you need to worry about it.
所以也就是说，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神。
So it says, cast all your anxiety or worry to God.
讲到一切，我觉得不是。没有例外的，是所有的完全的忧虑全部都要交给他，没有一件是不该交出去的。
So it says, cast all your worry, not all, some of your worry, all your worry, every single one of your worry, you need to cast down to God.
所以当我在准备这个信息的时候，我觉得有个很特别的，也是神的一个灵感动，神的灵就突然就临到了我。
So when I was preparing for this message, God's spirit was came upon me.
神的恩膏，同在的恩膏就很强，然后就在准备讲到这个当中。
So that God's presence was abundance.
所以我必须要停下来，我就只能开始敬拜他，我不能再去弄讲章的事情，我就只好停下来敬拜他。
So I have to stop the preparations and start worshiping him.
我在敬拜的时候呢，我就突然想到一说，哎呀，神的同在这么强，那有什么该求的，该那个了，赶快抓住机会。
So when I was in worshiping him, and I came to realization, you know, well, since God's here, that I may have, I might as well just ask him for something.
我就问我自己，我要问什么啊？我要什么东西啊
？So I asked myself, what do I want?
突然之间，我就闪过一句话：全福会的，大家都知道全福会，他们有个标语：世界上最快乐的人。
And there was Then I remember that the Full Gospel Businessmen's Association, that The logo is being the happiest person in the world.
我要做一个世界上最快乐的人，所以我就跟神说，我要 stress free.
So since I want to be the happiest person in the world, so I ask God to be stress free.
如果你能让我经历 stress free, 我就把这个 stress free 的好消息告诉我所有周围的人，靠着神，我们是可以 stress free 的。
So I can pass on the good news that you can be stress free to all the people I meet.
感谢主，我本身 stress 不是那么多，但是我觉得我很羡慕一个真正靠着神的大能，天天在天上的那样子的人，我好羡慕。
Well, I'm really envious for those people that just does not seem to have any stress as he depend on God's power.
然后又可以在世上有那种基督徒的生命，那种谦卑，然后那种温和神的形象的那种生命，又喜乐，我觉得那真是我羡慕的。
Yeah, in addition to being stress-free, that he has, he embodied the Christ-like characters.
神在我们的生活当中，就是用他的大能来帮助我们，让我们把所有的忧虑就卸给他，我们就知道我们在他的 cover 下面。然后我们自卑，他会带我们升高，我们不需要有任何的忧虑。
So cast upon you all your worry to God, that once as long as you're under His protective cover, He will lift you up with His mighty hand.
最后有一个见证，我想分享是有关一个吴勇长老的见证。
So there's a testimony by Elder Wu.
啊，这是他，我在看他的书上面的时候，他就讲到有一次发生一个事情。他的孩子啊，他在传道的时候，他的孩子跟教会的小朋友在玩啊，有一个小朋友在玩，结果呢，他的两个孩子就跟他们在推推打打的时候，就是在玩的时候，有一个旁边一个教会的一个波波过去了，就以为他们在打架，然后呢，就把这个事情告诉那个孩子的妈妈，结果那个妈妈呢，他就打电话，他就来找这个吴勇长老他们家。好像说兴师问罪，你为什么要打我的孩子
？So there was one time the elders Wu's kids are having play with the other kids in the church that they were playing, but the bystander thought that they were actually fighting. So the bystander called the mother of the other kids, and then the mother called the pastors. And saying, how come your kids are fighting with my kids?
结果这吴师母当然是非常的不好意思了，然后就开始责问他的孩子，你们为什么要去打人？结果这个孩子说，他两个孩子说，没有，我们哪有打人，我们是在玩，为什么是打？我们没有啊。
So Elder Wu's wife was blaming their kids of starting the fight and so forth, and he said, no, I did. We were not fighting. We're just having fun.
后来就把这孩子找来问清楚了，哦，原来真的没有在打架，只是在玩而已。
So that at the end of the day that it's all clear that they were not fighting.
大人没有事了，但是这个孩子他的老大就过不去，为什么我要被这样冤枉？是圣经不是说是就说是，不是就说不是，为什么玩就变成说是我在打架呢
？So the elders Wu's the kids was can just.Still very, still pretty angry inside because he says, you know, in the Bible say yes, yay, nay, nay, how come there is all kinds of things like that?
所以呢，就变成他就好像心里过不去，所以每次见到那个波波呢，他就没有好脸色给他看。
So every time that when he saw that the bystanders, he didn't really give respect him, I guess.
或者在有一次聚会的当中呢，这个波波呢。他就当着众呢，他就讲，就跟这个吴勇长老说：“吴勇长老，你带领我们，我们可以服。但是你的孩子，如果我们的孩子跟你的孩子一样的话，这么没礼貌的话呢，我觉得我们会很担心。”
So that in public, this I guess church member said it to Elder Wu that saying that your kids needs a little more discipline, I guess.
所以这孩子听到了这个事情以后呢。他就更气愤了，所以到一个地步呢，他讨厌那个波波，而且呢，他也开始整个人的个性就改变了，他变得很暴力，然后呢，甚至吃饭的时候呢，他会掀桌子，到这个地步，回到家里上下了学，回到家里，他就呆坐在那边看着那个时钟，就这样子几十分钟这样看着。
So since then, the character, the personality of the kids completely changes. That he become a lot more pessimistic. He actually was somewhat a little violent as well.
所以他非常的悖逆，然后呢，功课也一落千丈，到一个地步呢，这个吴永长老就开始劝他，然后是开导他，但是还是一律不听。
So he become very disobedient, and even to the point that the elder Wu was trying to talk with him and trying to get turn him around, but it has no use.
对这个孩子一点办法都没有。
And they run out of everything that they can do.
后来就是有一次一个夏令会。
And there was one time there was a retreat.
是为这些青少年来办的夏令会。
For the youth.
结果在这个会中呢，讲员就是吴永长老。
And the speaker was Elder Wu.
但是呢，他这个孩子老大呢，他就是不要去参加。
Of course, his kid didn't want to go.
他们说你怎么可以不参加呢？你是传道人的孩子，你不去谁去？一定要参加啊。
Of course, they said, "Well, you must go because your father was the speaker."
不参加就是不参加。
And he just didn't want to go.
后来他妈妈就哭着求他去。
And so his mother was begging and pleading for him to go.
妈妈的眼泪很厉害的，他就去了。
And of course, because of that, he went to the retreat.
心不甘情不愿，但是还是去了。
And he went there unwillingly.
他妈妈说也求他，你要坐到第一排。
And his mother said that you have to be in the front row in the center.
结果就在那个夏令会里面呢，就看到那个他的老大就坐在第一排。
And of course, Pastor Wu saw that his kids is on the front row.
这个吴长老呢，就站在台上就看着他的孩子讲道。
And of course, he's giving the messages while watching his kid.
没想到这个孩子呢，从开始第一天就没有看他，眼睛是往外看，看窗户外面的操场，一直是这样看，整几天的聚会就是这样看，
and course,
一点不要听。
And of course, his kids never really pay attention to his father.
看了这个长老就非常的难过啊，到一个地步啊，他到最后一天的时候
，And so there was obviously is very hurtful to Elder Wu. So up to the last day of the retreat,
在最后一天。的聚会之前，这个长老就开始跟神祷告了。
And he prayed to God right before the beginning of the last day's session.
他说我把这个孩子就交给你了。
And he said, I will just cast this kid to you.
我实在没有办法来教他。
I ran out of everything.
然后就非常的 depressed, 就非常的那个跟神祷告说你要帮助我，不然明天我根本没有办法再站在讲台上。
And he was pleading to God and said, "You have to help me, otherwise I have no strength to preach in the future."
难过伤心到一个地步，大哭起来。
And he was it was so moved by all this, and then he cried.
他求神来救他的孩子。
He was pleading to God.
后来就在最后的那个聚会的当中。
So in the last gathering,
讲到到最后结束的时候
，and he finishes preaching.
他向所有的孩子们。开始呼召
，and he gave an altar call。
结果没想到，第一个跑到他前面来的就是他的老大。
And to his surprise, the first person who came to altar was his son。
他就在前面扑倒在前面。
And he came and just kneeled down。
手上抱着一个椅子，我不知道为什么抱着一个椅子很难过。
And he was clinging and hanging to a chair。
他大声在那边痛哭。
And he was crying loudly。
他跟神祷告
，and he was praying to God.
他说：“神啊，我很痛恨，我觉得父亲的工作一点都没有价值，他传的道都是枉然的。我被捆绑，我没有力量走出来。今天晚上，求你一定要释放我。你若不释放我，就没有办法释放我的父亲。”
So he said, "Dear Lord, when I was thinking that the job of my father was just completely useless, but and I was bounded, so please."Release me, because if you don't release me, you cannot release my father.
他就在那边不停的哭，不停的哭，不停的祷告，不停的哭。
So he was praying and crying continuously.
哭声就震动了整个会场。
And it was very moving for the entire meeting.
后来其他的孩子们都围过来跟着他，就大家一起哭。
And it caused all the other kids to come forward and cry at the same time with him.
一个荣耀的聚会得到一个极大的释放。
And there was a great relief in this entire meeting.
我们人能做什么？
What can a human being do?
当这个长老遇见这样子的问题，他能做什么？
What can Pastor Wu do at that time?
一点办法都没有。
Absolutely nothing.
当我们的孩子悖逆到一个地步的时候，我们能做什么？
When your kid is so disobedient, what can you do?
不要去打，也不要去骂。
That's no use to scoring or your kid.
这些道理他们都知道。
They know what you were talking about.
他们心里只有一句话。
And there was only one thing in their mind.
谁真正了解我？
Who really knows and understand me?
谁能帮助我？
Who can really help me?
我们能做的就是来祷告。
So all we can do is to pray.
自卑伏在神大能的手下。
And humble yourself and be submissive under God's mighty hand.
到了时候，他必叫你升高。
And in due time, He will lift you up.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们要来感谢你，主啊，你让我们每一个人都能够有这么丰富，主啊，我们说我们在北美的基督徒实在是蒙福的人，我们领受了许许多多物质的丰富，许许多多的聪明才智的丰富，都在我们这一帮人的身上，就是在北美有幸能够来到美国这一群人身上。那主啊，我求你给我们一个恩典，让我们不把这些东西当作一个当然，不把这些东西当作好像我们一个依靠的对象，哦，让我们真知道这些东西都不能帮助我们。真正能够帮助我们的主啊，只有你自己。因为我们要自卑来到你的面前，哦，伏在你大能的手下。到了时候，你必叫我们升高。主啊，让我们学习做一个自卑、一个谦卑在你大能手下的人，留空间让你来做。主耶稣帮助我们，真真实实看见。主啊，你就在我们的旁边，天天要来帮助我们。我们谢谢主，巴不得主啊，你的恩典就临到我们每一个人，让我们能够信靠你，也能够在这一生当中，因着谦卑在你面前而大大蒙恩，大大被提升。我们谢谢主，荣耀的主，我们把一切颂赞、尊贵都归给你，靠耶稣基督得胜的名祷告，阿们。我们来唱诗歌。你信实和广大，
你信实和广大，圣天父真神，你永远不离弃爱你的人，你永世不改变，满有怜悯恩，昔在今在永在，我主我神。你心是何广大，你心是何广大，请赞不请赞，主爱日更新，我一切所需用你都已预备，你心是何广大，现在我生。
我们起来唱，来第二节，
春夏秋冬循环，在昼有收成，日月星辰时刻循规于矩，天地宇宙万物皆同作见证，述说我主心事，慈爱永。
你信实何广大，
你信实何广大，你信实何广大，清晨不清晨，主爱日更新，我一切所需用你都已预备，你心是何广大，现在我
是 greatest thy faithfulness,
great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I I see. All I have been is I and has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, to me.
第三节，
你赦免我罪愆，赐我有平安。你常与我结心，安慰不远。日日加里更赐我光明美盼。你陪赐我恩惠，丰厚无faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need is thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great Lord, to me.
让我们来领受祝福。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在，从今直到永远。阿们。
阿们，阿们，阿们，阿们，阿们，阿。
请坐，有些报告。